New Country Z100. It's Luke Combs. A Beer Never Broke My Heart. 9:15. That's some country music right there, Dave Arnold.
Absolutely.
We heard some good country music on Z100 driving around this past Saturday, and wow, it was a lot of fun this jeeping for St. Jude. In the rain.
Some of us got a little wet.
I know. Yeah. Well, you got a little wet because on your Jeep Wrangler, there was no doors, per se. You had it was like a metal door. What do you call that?
Those are tube doors. I took the doors off of the window that had the windows in them and put those tube doors on, which is, that means no protection from the rain, but
right.
It was fun.
It was fun as we had another deluge. But then towards the end of the run, the sun come out, we were all at Lake Egypt, and we had a good time.
Oh, yeah, it turned out to be a very pretty night.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, everybody I talked to, I did a lot of talking to people, because that's just what I do, oddly enough. Everybody said we wouldn't miss this for the world. They loved it. I mean, the Jeep Wrangler people that go on these runs are fun-loving people.
Yeah, there was several that did not attend, I guess, because of the fear of the weather, but there was a really nice big crowd, and everybody had a good time. I haven't heard a negative thing yet.
Yeah,
so.
It was fun, and I'm telling you, there's something about the Jeep Wrangler. When you drive one, what I like about it, everybody waves hi to everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Is that a thing? That's a thing.
That's a thing. That's a Jeep wave.
Okay, the Jeep wave, and it's great. And what's awesome is you take two communities like, you know, the Jeep community, and then you pair it with an organization like St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which, Dave Arnold, that's pretty near and dear to your heart, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Whenever you're raising money to say, hey, we don't want to have another kid have to deal with cancer anymore, that's a big deal.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, my family's been touched by cancer, not in a child, but yeah. But we've got healthy kids, and yes, it's there's a soft spot in there for the St. Jude's program. That's a fact.
This took place here at Absher Arnold Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. That's where we went out from on Saturday morning. You had a lot of people that are in your organization that volunteered a lot of time to put this thing on.
Oh, yes. Without Chuck Walker and Mary Ann Patrick and Nick Bowles, I could not have pulled this off.
It was one of those deals where everybody just kind of pulls together here to do this thing. And Mary Ann out there, I want to give her a shout out. She kind of like the boss, isn't she? Kind of like the boss?
Most of us are scared of her.
We love you, Mary Ann. We just wanted to say hi to you today. But we did this Jeep run. We're going to do it again. I do want to, can we say, you talked to me, and I'm sorry I didn't talk to you about this on the air. We're talking about other stuff. Next year, too, we'll talk about this event again. But also, can we say about that other event you told me about? We can't officially say it yet. You're working on something.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Most everybody's heard of Blessing of the Bikes.
Yes.
And it's not really a secret, but it kind of is.
go ahead.
May 9th, we're looking with a Jeep group to put on a Blessing of the Jeeps.
Really?
And that'll be announced. We're getting together to have a meeting. I think it's July 14th, and right after that we should have some more details. It'll be a reverent, put it that way, event, and it'll be a good thing.
That, so we can safely say there are talks going on to have a Blessing of the Jeeps event at the cross.
I'm 99% okay. Sure it will happen.
Good. All right. So, and we'll be the first to tell you here when it does happen. But we did raise a ton of money on Saturday. I do want to say thank you to everybody, all the places we went to, the volunteers that really went above and beyond to raise some money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And you have a grand total you want to give to us there, Dave Arnold, for St. Jude.
Well, this is the new total. We had a check presentation a little bit earlier in the year.
Yeah.
This is a new total in addition to that. And the proceeds from that Jeep run this past Saturday was $5,727.54.
Hey, there we go. Over $5,700 here and some change, and we'll get all this up on the Facebook and the website as well. But a huge thank you to everybody. I know 618 Jeeps, hello to Dana and the crew who were there. Everybody who come aboard for our Jeepin' for St. Jude Jeep Run, thank you for helping out the kids of St. Jude. And I do want to mention, do you have a chance to meet Gage while you're out there? One of our Jeepers, Gage?
No, I was scared of the cowboy boots.
See, that was just fun. Gage is a cool guy.
I saw somebody tagged my name in a Facebook post, and I thought, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Hope they don't think that's me.
Anyway, hey, thank you, Dave Arnold from Absher Arnold Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for putting this event on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's time to go jeeping. I'm ready. It's a good day to do it today. Yesterday was perfect.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And this weekend, with all of the, I mean, right now, if it stays true, it's sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 90 for the high, 70 at night, kind of cools off. I'm just saying, maybe time for a Jeep Wrangler. All right? Think about it.
It's time.
It's time. Not maybe. It is. It's 9:20 this morning. Kent, the Country Morning Show. We love helping out St. Jude with Absher Arnold Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.